Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we have lots of trivia to share with you, starting with the fact that during this past week on August 7th in 1888, Theophilus Van Cannell of Philadelphia received a United States patent. Now, the patent office being a bureaucratic governmental agency, I imagine Mr. Van Cannell had to go round and round and round to get his patent for the revolving door, an invention proclaimed as being always open, always closed. So here, to commemorate Mr. Van Cannell's invention, are some songs about, okay, you're way ahead of me, doors. Starting off with Bill Carlson and the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra, and Who's That Knocking at My Door?
Conversation on the telephone, for other people may hear things just meant for you alone. The other night the wires were crossed, and though it sounds absurd, here's a little earful of the things we overheard.
Hello, is that the inspector's office?
Yes, this is the inspector speaking.
Well, say, I live up in Wigan, you see, in a house down by the sea.
Oh, you live up in Wigan? Then why blame that on me?
Well, there are 20 crooks around this house. Oh, Sheriff, I need you.
Well, don't get excited, and I'll tell you what to do. Shut the door.
Ah, but they're coming through the window.
Well, shut the window.
Well, now they're coming through the door.
Well, shut the door.
Yes, but now they're coming through the window. Oh, the room is full and won't hold anymore.
Once Eve and Adam were invited to a local dance.
It wasn't what you'd call refined, but still they took a chance. Soon Adam whispered, when some fellows started getting tough, "You should have worn your holly, dear, the party's getting rough."
Shut the door, they're coming through the window. Shut the window, they're coming through the door. Shut the door, they're coming through the window. Oh, the room is full and won't hold any more.
A couple on their honeymoon once got an awful fright. Their bedroom bell went wrong and kept on ringing all the night. The room got full of waiters, they kept dashing in and out. But still the bell kept ringing and we heard the bridegroom shout,
"Shut the door, they're coming through the window. Shut the window, they're coming through the door. Shut the door, they're coming through the window. All the room is full and won't hold any more."
An ultra-modern lady took her bath one morning late, but she was interrupted by a plumber and his mate. They said, "Beg pardon, lady, it's your pumps we've come to mend." "Well, up it," said the lady, "there's an awful draught, my friend."
"Shut the door, they're coming through the window. Shut the window, they're coming through the door. Shut the door, they're coming through the window. Oh, the room is full and won't hold any more."
Billy Cotton and his band recorded in London, June 2, 1934, and "Shut the Door, They're Coming Through the Window." Billy Cotton was born in London on May 6, 1899. He enlisted in the army, where he learned to play the drums, and toward the end of World War I, he led a band with the Royal Flying Corps. After that, he stayed in the band business after the war ended. He was an avid sportsman, playing soccer in the 20s and becoming a famous race car driver in the 30s. The Billy Cotton Band show on BBC TV was very popular right up to the time of Billy's death on March 25th, 1969. And before Billy Cotton, we heard "Who's That Knocking at My Door" from October 1927 with the Wisconsin Roof Garden Orchestra led by Bill Carlson. The Wisconsin Roof was a ballroom located on the roof of the Wisconsin Theater in Milwaukee. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL 88.7 in Avalon. Here are the Boswell sisters, Martha, Connie, and Vet, backed by the New Yorkers, a large studio orchestra featuring Manny Klein, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Joe Venuti, and Eddie Lang from August 17, 1931, and "River, Stay Away From My Door."
River, stay away from my door. You're just a lonely little river, but I have heard somebody say someday you may sweep my home away. You keep going your way, I'll keep going my way. River, river, stay away from my door. I just got a cabin, now you don't need my cabin. River, stay away from my door. Don't come up any higher, 'cause I'm so all alone. Bed and my fire, 'cause that's all I own. I ain't breaking your on. I ain't breaking your heart. Don't start breaking my heart. River, stay away from my door. Stay away from my
young and free, and the head is big and fat, then a young man's fancy turns to love, we know. There's a pair I often see, as of love they stand and chat, and the other night he just let himself go. He kissed her.
Who did?
He did.
Where?
On her doorstep last night. He hugged her.
Who did?
He did.
Where?
On her doorstep last night.
He said, "You are my darling Kate." Then he squeezed her fingers in the garden gate. Then he kissed her.
Who did?
He did.
Where? On her doorstep last night. Her neck is like a swan's, but a black swan's understand. And her hair is good as gold and twice as scarce. And her voice is sweet and low, like the traffic in the Strand. But he loves her and his sight is getting worse. He kissed her.
Who did?
He did.
Where?
On her doorstep last night. He hugged her.
Who did?
He did.
Where?
On her doorstep last night.
He said, "You are a darling, Kate." Then he squeezed her fingers in the garden gate. Then he kissed her.
He did. On her doorstep last night.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Meow. He said, "You are my darling, Kate."
Chase me, Charlie, because it's getting late, then. On her doorstep last night.
Jack Payne and the BBC Dance Orchestra, On Her Doorstep Last Night. A set of songs about doors to commemorate the invention of the revolving door. We'll be back with some tunes from cartoons right after this. This past week, August 7th, marked the birth in 1903 of Rudolf Ising. Cartoon animator Rudolf Ising, along with Hugh Harmon and Isidore Friz Freleng, started their careers in animation working for Walt Disney. But in 1928, the trio left Disney to work on animated shorts distributed by Universal featuring the character Oswald the Rabbit. Unfortunately for them, Universal decided to have Walter Lantz produce the Oswald the Rabbit cartoons. Now unemployed, Harmon and Ising teamed to produce a cartoon called Bosco the Talk Ink Kid. It caught the attention of Leon Schlesinger, who convinced Warner Brothers to distribute a series of cartoons based on the character. They called the series Looney Tunes, a name derived from Disney's Silly Symphonies. In 1930, the first Looney Tunes cartoon, Sinkin' in the Bathtub, starring Bosco, was released. Borrowing from Disney's Mickey, Minnie, and Pluto, Bosco starred with his girlfriend Honey and a dog named Bruno. After a year, a second series of cartoons called Merry Melodies was created. Merry Melodies were designed specifically to showcase Warner Brothers' vast music library. After creating 39 Looney Tunes and 27 Merry Melodies, Harmon and Ising left over a budget dispute with Leon Schlesinger. They took Bosco and Honey with them to MGM, where they started the Happy Harmonies series. I often receive comments about the music played on the show as being cartoon music. Here's a series of tunes from cartoons, starting off with a soundtrack from a 1930 Oswald the Rabbit short produced by Walter Lantz, titled Radio Rhythm.
Him with him right to the chin, left to the stomach. They're in a clinch. They're out of it. He's up. He's down. He's up. He's down. He's up. What a man.
My, my, my. Would you like to strell with me?
Yes, yes, yes.
My, my, my. Can't you make your eyes behave?
Honey, I'm as happy as can be.
My, my.
hope there's no one out there who doesn't recognize that tune. From February 20th, 1937, the Raymond Scott Quintet and Powerhouse. Before that, Nat Shilkret's Orchestra from May 17th, 1932, and a Zez Confrey tune, Buffoon. Tunes from cartoons commemorating the birth on August 3rd, 1903, of animator, producer, director Rudolph Ising. Rudolph Ising received an Academy Award in 1940 for directing The Milky Way, in which three little kittens have lost their mittens and are sent to bed without dinner. From their room, they see the Milky Way and sail up to it using a blanket and helium balloons, passing through some fanciful astronomical bodies until they reach a Milky Way filled with every conceivable form of milk, including milkweed and milk of magnesia. Rudolph Ising died July 18, 1992, in Newport Beach. This is Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'd love to hear from you. You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back with some Paul Whiteman, Fats Waller, and much more right after this. At the beginning of the show, I promised trivia, and here's some more. This past week, August 9th in 1910, A.J. Fisher of Chicago, Illinois, received a patent for an invention that you probably own and most certainly use, the electric washing machine. Prior to Mr. Fisher's invention, you either hand-cranked a washing machine or used a washboard, which was sometimes used as a musical instrument. So here to commemorate the invention of the electric washing machine is Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Washboard Blues.
That washing soap and down to that water once more. Oh, hands go, oh Lordy, so weary, a scrubbing, face weary, so weary, up tubbing damn cold. Up to that washing soap and down to that water once more. Washboard blue. Never get me gone from here. Scrub them dirty clothes all year. Them clothes, them mustardy clothes, them raggedy clothes, them grimy clothes, that's all I know. Up and down, back and forth, all year long. Oh Lordy, won't you hear my song? Hear my song. living in a shanty on the shore, the river swinging on by the door. Hear that river lowly calling after shiver, nights are falling. Hear that river lowly moaning, moaning low. I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Hurry day, hurry day, hurry day, hurry. I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Throw myself, my poor self away. Oh Lord, must I keep scrubbing, must I keep tubbing, must I keep grubbing, must I keep tubbing, them old dirty coals. But I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Every day, every day, every day, every
It's Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday nights at 6 on KISL. I'm Glenn Robison, and we're going to pick up the pace a bit here. That last pair of songs from November 16th, 1934, we heard Thomas Fats Waller in Clothesline Ballet, and before that, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Bix on cornet, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey in the band, Hoagie Carmichael on piano and vocal on his composition Washboard Blues. Anyway, this past week, August 8th, marked the birth in 1907 of jazz musician Benny Carter. Saxophonist and trumpeter Benny Carter went to Wilberforce College to study theology, but Fletcher Henderson's brother Horace was also attending Wilberforce, and Benny quit to play with Horace Henderson's Wilberforce Collegians Orchestra. After the Collegians, Benny worked as a sideman in bands led by Duke Ellington, Fletcher Henderson, Chick Webb, and Charlie Johnson. Throughout Benny's career, he was not only a distinguished sideman and leader, but he was a very important arranger, too. His scores helped many different orchestras, including Charlie Barnett's band, Benny Goodman's orchestra, and McKinney's Cotton Pickers. He also composed Jazz Cocktail, Everybody Shuffle, and When Lights Are Low. Here's Benny Carter and his Club Harlem Orchestra on October 16, 1933, and Symphony in Riffs. Benny Carter and his Club Harlem Orchestra and Symphony in Riffs. The first country music record to sell 1 million copies did so on this very day, August 13th, in 1924. It was The Prisoner's Song, recorded by Vernon Dalhart. The Prisoner's Song and songs like Molly Darling, Death of Floyd Collins, and New River Train helped Dalhart outsell all others during his era with about 75 million records. He became a Country Music Hall of Famer in 1981. From July 13, 1924, here's Vernon Dalhart's million-selling The Prisoner's Song.
I had someone to love me, someone to call me their own. Oh, I wish I had someone. someone to live with. 'Cause I'm tired of living alone. Oh, please meet me tonight in the moonlight. Please meet me tonight all alone. For I have a sad story to tell you. It's a story that's never been told.
From July 13th, 1924, and The Prisoner's Song. This is Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6, here on KISL. We're going to go to Chicago when we return right after this. This past week, August 10th in 1833, marked the incorporation of Chicago, not as a city, but as a village. At the time, Chicago had a population of less than 200. That's right, 200. So here, to commemorate the founding of the Windy City, are some Chicago songs, starting off with Roy Evans and the Seven Hot Airmen and Red Hot Chicago.
Thank you. to go, leaving you there all alone. For there isn't another, another like mother. For pal, how I miss you
you tonight, the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. Edgar A. Benson was a cellist who became an impresario, managing many bands in Chicago from 1920 to 1930. The number one orchestra was originally directed by pianist Roy Bargee, who left the Benson organization at the end of 1922, and Don Bester, also a pianist, took his place at the front of the orchestra, which for the first 8 months featured Frankie Trumbauer. And before that, if you think I'm wrong, you're a nincompoop, boop-boop-be-doop. Man, they don't write lyrics like that anymore. Roy Evans in his Seven Hot Airmen and Red Hot Chicago from the 1930 Broadway show and 1931 MGM picture Flying High, both starring Burt Lahr as an airplane mechanic who accidentally sets an endurance flying record because he can't land the plane. Finishing up this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records are two more Chicago songs. Here's Bix Beiderbecke playing with the Bucktown Five in Chicago and Chicago Blues.
Thank you.
the Benson Orchestra of Chicago once again, and Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye from September 1922. And it's time for me to say goodbye. This is Glenn Robison. I'll be back next Sunday evening at 6 for another hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records on Rapidly Rotating Records, here on Island Radio KISL. In the meantime, you can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com or cards and letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I do thank you for your very kind attention.